But we can get lazy. We can get slothful. And then weeds start to creep in. We start to get careless in our walk. We start to compromise. We begin to sin. We begin to get caught up in all the things of this world. And our heart starts to get cold. Proverbs 24:30, the guy writes, he said, I went by the field of the lazy man. I guess he was in his lazy boy. Ha, 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 ha. Says, I went by the field of the lazy man, by the vineyard of the man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. Now, he was literally talking about lazy people there. I mean, that's in the Bible. You know, stuff about lazy people. They need to get a life. But it's also reflective of a lazy spiritual walk. When we get careless with God and we just let our walk fall to the wayside and our heart condition looks like that. Wall is all broken down, weeds all growing up all over the place, and we can't get on fire for God because it's choking the life out of us. You know, I was going to read the Bible, but, you know, I wanted to watch TV instead. You know, I was going to pray, but, you know, I just wanted to sleep instead. And God says, man, don't, he says, break up your fallow ground. Jeremiah 4, he says, don't sow among the thorns. Don't plant seeds. Don't try to plant habanero peppers in a field full of weeds and thistles and thorns. It won't work. Don't try to grow grapefruit out there. Even if you could grow grapefruit in it, you wouldn't want to be out there picking it because it's all full of thorns. You get all scratched up and bloody and be a mess. So you got to get rid of the weeds first. So after breaking up the hardness of the ground, you got to look at your life and examine your life and say, Lord, show me the weeds in my life. Show me what's grown up around my heart that's choking out your spirit, that's choking out your life, because I got to get rid of that. How many people here would say that you have weeds in your life? Yeah. Go ahead, leave your hand up for a moment. Not because I'm going to single you out or anything. There are things in our life, okay, thank you, that are choking out the life of God that God wants to pour out through us. And He won't send revival. He will not plant among thorns. He won't send revival where our hearts are choked out with weeds. If we want revival, if we want to experience the power of God poured out, we got to do a little weed killing. Got to get out the holy, what's that stuff you put on weeds? Roundup. Get out the holy Roundup. Start. Weed be gone. There you go. Start getting it out, looking in the Word and letting that weed be gone of the Word. Start weeding out the stuff in our life. Pluck it up. Pull it out by the roots. Pour the stuff on it and let it dry up and die. Because if we don't do that, God is not going to plant among thorns. He's not going to cultivate and send showers of blessing on a bunch of weeds so that he can have more thorns and thistles. We got to soften our heart, break it up, and get rid of the weeds. And if we don't do that, Jeremiah 4:4 says, circumcise yourselves to the Lord, take away the foreskins of your heart, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings. You know how God gets rid of weeds? How do you think God gets rid of weeds? Take a guess. Fire. Burns them. Pulls them up and throws them into the fire. You ever burn weeds? I remember when I was a little kid, we used to burn weeds. We used to burn leaves and weeds and all kinds of stuff. And I'd stand there and try to inhale the smoke. You know, I thought it would be cool if I just get, you know, the smoke would blow in a certain direction. I'd run over there and go, I was a weird little kid, man. What can I say? It burned ticks. How does God get rid of weeds? If we won't weed our own gardens, God will root them up and throw them into the fire. I don't want fire. I want holy fire, man. I don't want judgment fire. Praise God. Bottom line, we need to stop rationalizing about our sin. Now, I've talked a whole lot more than I planned to this morning. I've just gone on and on and on and on, and I don't want to take advantage, huh? Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Praise God. I appreciate that. But we want to seek God. I got to tell you, man, from the bottom of my heart, just person to person, friend to friend, my heart aches for revival. I know what it's like to feel the presence of God poured out. And it's been so long since I felt it in such a powerful way. My heart hungers and thirsts for a genuine move of the Holy Spirit in our midst. You know, God can. I've been healed by prayer before. God has has healed me of Crohn's disease by his power. And I know there are a lot of people with a lot of afflictions that would love to see God move in a powerful way and take their afflictions away. I know of people who would love to feel God fill their soul with so much joy and glory and power that it would transform their walk. I know that we live in a world that is dying and thirsting and starving for a touch from God. I've got neighbors living next door to me whose lives are so dysfunctional. Their houses, their homes are just a picture of chaos, who would love for God to come in and bring order into chaos and bring light into that darkness and give them hope and life and wholeness. Broken families that are torn apart and ripped apart by sin. I would love to see God come in there and bring healing and wholeness and restore families and restore lives. It breaks my heart every time I hear of another alcoholic who just goes so far down that their family starts falling apart and the enemy just starts ripping the fabric of their life apart. It's heartbreaking, the results of what sin does. And I hunger and thirst to see God genuinely move. I trust that you guys do as well. That there is a hunger and a thirst for you to see God move in our midst. How many people are hungry for God to move in this place? We're going to be seeking Him. As the Lord is my witness, we are going to set our faces to seek the face of God and the heart of God. In a week or two from now, we're having an all-night prayer meeting. You don't have to stay all night. You can come for a part of the night, but someone is going to be here all night long. Somebody somewhere in some part of this building at every hour of the night, and we're going to cry out to God. We're going to seek Him. I'm talking 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be seeking the face of God. And I pray that that would continue. In fact, the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at how to pray for revival. This is how to prepare our heart today. Break up the fallow ground. Get rid of the weeds, man. And get the soil ready for what God wants to pour out. But then it also says break up the fallow ground and seek the Lord. That's what we're going to be looking at over the next couple weeks. How to seek the Lord. How to cry out to Him for revival in such a way that He would be pleased to send it. My heart aches to see God pour out His Spirit, man. I would love nothing better than to see our parking lot filled with people laying on the ground that couldn't even make it to the door because the power of God hit them as they were getting out of the car. I wouldn't mind if people had to step over people in the doorway who were on their face repenting before God, seeking His face because they didn't dare come into the church and they didn't dare leave. You can stack them up in the doorway. I don't care what the fire department can say what they will, man. Stack them up. We've got plenty of other doors we can go in and out of. But my heart's desire, not so that we can get weird, but so that we can get holy, so that we can truly be what... When God says His people, I want to truly be what everything that word implies. His people, filled with Him, and carrying Christ into the community. So I'm just asking you, man, are you willing to just say before God, to say right today, Lord, I'm ready to break up the fallow ground. Help me prepare my heart for You, and I will seek Your face, and I will hunger and thirst after You. How many people would say, that's me, Lord? Help me. Father, I just pray right now that You would see every hand raised here today. For everyone here that says, Lord, my heart is Yours. Help me to break up the fallow ground of my heart. Help me to get rid of the weeds in my life. Help me to be a soil ready and prepared for Your rain, Lord, and Your seed. God, I pray You would bear witness to everybody that has raised their hand to that today, Lord, that You would faithfully give us the grace to prepare ourselves for You, Lord. Send Your revival, God. We cry out to You for that, Lord. Send Your rains, God, and bring a harvest so that there is no room to contain it, Lord. Father, I pray Your harvest would overflow the walls of this building and would overflow the walls of every God-fearing church in this area, Lord. I pray Your revival would bring a harvest so great that the churches that are here in this place now would not have room, God, to contain the harvest that You bring. That we would have to build new barns, Lord, houses of worship to contain all the people that You bring into Your harvest, God. And I pray You'd start here, Lord. And I pray You'd start today, God. Start now in the soil of our hearts and bring Your harvest in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Could we have the musicians back up here? I mean, I just want to do that song again. Don't let your love grow cold. Calling out. Light the fire again. Light the fire again in us, Lord. Stir up the ashes of our fire, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And when we finish, if there's anything anybody would like prayer for, we would be glad to spend as much time as you need to just cry out to God for you.
Naked.